Hello.
Hi, sir. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Now, we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. To begin,
yes.
Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes, and it's 8 o'clock in the evening on a work night.
What's I'm sorry. Up? Okay. No, we're doing a survey. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Politics.
Politics. Thank you. Okay, perfect. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Crime.
Okay, well, this one is more like towards water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpollution. I'm sorry, overpopulation. Which one do you think is a bigger
crime.
Issue?
I'm not worried about overpopulation. I'm worried about people stealing and harming. Crime.
Okay. Let's have a look here. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Crime.
So, to you, okay. Let's have a look here. And using a scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, mining. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good. Mining in Minnesota is good. We need the money.
Electric utilities?
Fair.
Fair. Forest products?
Fair.
Refining?
What's that one? Refining?
Yes, sir.
Refining what? Refining timber? Refining minerals? Refining
liquid.
What?
Liquid.
Liquid refining.
Mm-hmm.
We don't refine liquids except for sewage plants. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's basically remove impurities or unwanted elements from a substance, typically as a part of an industrial process. So I was wrong about it. Okay, no problem.
I have no issues with the copper sulfate mining. We need nickel copper sulfate mining.
So how would you put refining? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Refining of
in general.
Refining what?
Whatever is refined, sir. Anything. It can be. Okay, I just go to the next one. Agriculture or in farming?
Fair.
Thank you. Medical manufacturing?
Medical manufacturing. What do we manufacture that's medical?
Just in general, sir. There's no specific one here. It'll be however you want to see. It could be medication. I'm not sure. Anything. Just in general. How do you see it?
How do I see medical manufacturing?
You got it.
I don't know what
okay, no problem. We'll go ahead and to the next one. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing a managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one. U.S. Forest Services, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Forest and Timber Industries.
Fair.
Thank you. Environmental Groups.
Poor.
Thank you. And Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Excellent.
Thank you. County Land Departments?
Fair.
Thank you. And how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant? Sorry?
Significant.
Very, somewhat, or not too soon?
Very.
Thank you. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted? How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested? Same as harvested? Fewer than harvested?
How many do I feel?
Mm-hmm.
Or how many do I think or believe?
You had a question. I know, sir. Just do your better acknowledgement.
You're asking me for my feelings. I don't know what I feel has nothing to do with the reality. How many trees are planted or harvested?
However you want to take that, sir. Well, that's what I'm reading. I'm sorry. It was just in a recording line, so I have to read verbatim. So,
read it again. Ask me again.
All right, here we go. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
The same, enough.
Okay, thank you. And do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in the Minnesota forest today than in the 1970s?
Well, there's more today than the 70s for sure.
And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes.
Okay. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
No impact.
Thank you. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes, I do feel that. We could increase without.
Thank you. I appreciate you, sir, and thank you for your opinion. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes, it's acceptable. It's necessary.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate the land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yeah, I feel we need to harvest that timber as well.
Thank you. Do you feel that is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes, it's appropriate to use bio.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use the whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes, I just said that.
Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
Yes, I have.
Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
No.
And the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
Support.
Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber, harvesting, or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
Yes, I would support it.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to read you a list of several components of the program, and after I read each one, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for the part for that part of the program. The first one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose? Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Not supported.
Work with partners to address other workforces issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
Thank you. Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you. Okay, these last few questions are about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
Thank you. Some college graduate degree.
Bachelor.
Sorry? Thank you. I appreciate that. And what is your age, 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Thank you. And your annual household income, is it less than 25,000, between 25 to 49? 50 to 75, 75 to 99, or 100,000 plus?
Plus.
Okay. And do you consider your political views as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'll answer that as soon as you take a wild guess, pal. What do you think?
I think you're moderate.
Conservative.
Conservative. Sorry. Sorry about that.
No problem. I just want.
Sorry. In which of one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, student, or non-employed?
Law enforcement.
Law enforcement?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
2023 sucks, dude. You know I'm a bro.
Hey, man, you made me laugh. Thank you, sir, so much for your participation. This will conclude our survey. I hope you have yourself a great rest of the night. Take care.
Again, be safe.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.